Oh yes, some 8-bit goodness right there. And hello everyone, Petit Cass here, and welcome to the Blue Zone. And I just made the wrong intro, because that's the intro for my other thing, which is my YouTube channel, but no matter. Welcome to the Blue Zone, the Radio Sega Sonic centric show, and today we'll be talking... Alright, does that mean I'm... No, I guess I'm not a mouse anymore, so yeah. I'll just trust my instincts instead of you, Viper, but thank you for that emoji that really pranked me. Thanks. So yeah, welcome to the show. I hope you guys have been looking forward to it, because I was, because today we're going to be talking about my first Sonic game, which is Sonic Heroes. Not only if it was your first Sonic game as well, but later in this show we'll be talking about Sonic Heroes. But before that, we'll be having some news and some other things on the way, so be sure to look forward for that. Also, before we get into the news, let's play some more Sonic tracks, shall we? So, right now we have... oh god. Viper just posted the comment he made on my microphone review video, saying I have nice lips. Yes, I do indeed have some nice lips, thank you. Jamie says Sonic Zeroes. Yeah, Sonic Zeroes is a great game, like, just play it, really. Miles Price says it was my first Sonic game too! Yeah, see, I know a lot of people that Sonic Heroes was their first game, Sonic game as well, so maybe it was because of it being the, like, the first game on the PS2, or the, like, multi-platform thingy, but yeah, it is lots of people's first Sonic game. But yeah, so let's play some more Sonic tracks, shall we? So, instead of normal Sonic tracks, I have right here some three medleys from three different Sonic games. So we'll be actually listening to several zone musics in one. And let's start by listening to the medley, I guess it's that how we say it. Oh god, Viper, please stop posting pictures of my microphone review. So yeah, let's start with the medley from the Sonic 3 zone, so the limited edition credits, which was on release. So we'll be right back with some news. I hope you guys will enjoy these medleys. We'll be right back.
scene.
You need.
Sonic lost the world, but it didn't lost his great musical taste. So welcome back to the show, and welcome to the news segment. We're going to talk about the latest happenings in the Sonic news world. And in that case, we actually have only one piece of news, really. Not much, but before we go on to the news, it's time for the question of the week. So what's this question of the week thing? So it's a little game that I have on this show where each week I'll give you one question, and in that question you can either get 3 points, 2 points, or only 1 point. If you get it on the first guess, you get 3 points. If you get it on the second guess, you get 2 points. And if you get it on the third guess, you get only 1 point. But this time, however, in this particular episode, we're going to have three different questions of the week. So that means if you don't have any kind of points, or if you haven't participated in any way in this little game, you can now join and maybe win a total of 9 points. That's amazing, isn't it, man? Probably yes, but it's going to be a little bit different than usual, because I have had this little idea since I started making this show, which is, I don't really know if this is going to work, but we're going to try it anyway, which is, you know that I have like a little electric guitar right beside me, and what this consists is I'm going to try and play a little segment of some songs from some Sonic games, and you have to guess the name of the song where it's played and the name of the game where it's from. So it's kind of like the Guess the Track from the Chart Topping Show a little bit. Yeah, I think it's probably going to work, but yeah, before we go on, let me just test this out, because I really haven't tested before I started. I know it. I'm not that good, so I can just turn this on, and let's try and grab this thing. There it is, this amazing piece of equipment. Jimmy says he's sad, so he doesn't look like he sucks on the Sonic subject. Yeah, that happened on last week, and it was embarrassing, really. So let me just put the song. Let me just pause the song completely. I'm going to try and do some tests to play some random notes and see if you can actually hear this correctly. So I'm going to do this. Can you hear this? Or this? Or is this thing coming at a good volume, or do you need to put it a little bit louder? Or is it okay enough for me to start doing some stuff? Jimmy says PT Light. Oh no. Alright, so maybe. Alright, here we go. So hashtag PT Unplugged. Maybe. This is like too low. There we go. So just put the song back on. So Typer says if you can catch the right cable, surely you can split it through voice meter. I tried that, but since the amplifier starts to make the sound really loud, it doesn't quite sound that good on the PC. But I'll probably get that working sometime, but once I have more time with that. So since some more people are joining in, I'm going to re-explain what's happening here. So instead of the normal question of the week, which I do each week, this week I will have three different questions, and those questions consist of me playing some snippet or some short part of a Sonic song, and you have to guess what's the name of that song, so the name of the album in the case of, for example, Sonic Adventure track, the name of the song on the album is different, so we have to get that name as well, where it's played, so the stage, or a level, or a cutscene, however, and getting the game as well. So without further ado, let me just put this on pause and start with the first question. So I'm going to see if I can get the note correctly. No, there we go. There we go. So I guess this is it then. So, good luck. I'm going to play this bit, and if you know the answer for this, do give me a PM. So 3, 2, 1, here we go. If you know the answer for what game this is played, or what the name of the song, or where it is played, give me a PM on Discord and PTCast over there, and I wish you good luck. You have the opportunity to win 3 points on this question. Remember, you have to get me the name of the song as well as in the album. So yeah, good luck. Let me just put this back again. If I can actually put something on and show it and break it. There we go. And now, since that's done, it's time to move on to the news. So what has happened in the Sonic news world? I actually only have one piece of news right now, which is... Jimmy said, does it need its actual name? I can't remember actual track names from that game. Yes, you have to get me the name of the track. Well, you can get, like, for example, I haven't thought of this really. So, let's do something then. So you could get 3 points, right? Each part of the answer for the question will give you 1 point. So for example, if you got into the first try, you will get the normal points from the question. So for example, if you get the 3 parts, so the name of the song, where it's played in the game, you get 3 points automatically. But if you get into the first try, you get another 3 points. So you totally get 6 points with that one. So the try only gives you extra points than the normal things. But you can still only guess the song 3 times. So that's how it will work. If you have like low amount of points, you can actually get some extra points with this little game. There we go. Pepper says, silly, if he was strangling his cat, it will sound like Sonic 4. Yes, exactly. So, as I was saying, the only piece of news this week is that Cook & Becker posted a preview of their 25th anniversary Sonic art book. So, if we know that art book that Cook & Becker are doing for the Sonic 25th anniversary, it's an amazing game, an amazing book. I'm going to post the link for the Twitter post on the Discord, and they're saying that the book is launching soon, so that the Sonic book launch is almost upon us. So that means that they're probably going to launch it really, really soon, and the book will look amazing. If you click on the link that I just posted on the Discord, you can see that you have a foldout from I think this is Palm Tree Panic, a Bad Future, I believe, where Metal Sonic is grabbing Amy and flying with her to the skies, and then there are some sketches of Metal Sonic creation for Sonic CD as well. So it's going to be an amazing book, really, and I do recommend you for you to purchase it. But I would purchase it if I could, really, because it's amazing, really. It's just really, really, really good. So that's pretty much it for the news this week. And it was basically just some news about the Sonic art book, which I'm really, really hyped for. And I hope I can actually get that book in my own hands. Yes. So let's play some more Sonic tracks. So let's play... how is this called? Yes. So one of the boss battles from Sonic Colors. So Rototron and Refrigerator. So we'll be right back with the Sonic game of the week. We'll be right back.
listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And we are back, so because I've enjoyed those three little pieces of music from Sonic Colors, Sonic 2, and Sonic 06, that amazing game that everyone loves because of its technical thingy. Yes, it's amazing. You should definitely buy the game full price if you can find it. It's worth the money. So yeah, welcome to the Sonic Game of the Week segment, where we talk about a different Sonic game each week, about its facts, gameplay, and some trivia about the game as well. Before we go into the game of the week, however, it's time for another one of these. Another guess the track or or something, I don't know how I should call it, but yeah. And this time, it's about one. I'm going to play one track that I actually haven't even practiced before the show. Bummer. So it's going to be wonderful, really. So let's just grab that little thing called electric guitar again, because it's like on the other side of the room, so I have to actually extend my arm a bit. There we go. I don't even know where I'll start about with this one. Maybe let's just do something like this. There we go. It's enough. So I'm going to pause the music again, and I will ask you to open your ears again to enjoy, or maybe to hate, my guitar playing skills, and try to guess where this song is from. Remember, you have to give me the name of the track from its album. If it doesn't have a different name, just give me the name of the stage, and that'll be enough. That'll count as 2 points. And give me where it's played, basically the stage, and give me where the game, what the game is. So yeah, good luck. I'm going to start doing this thingy. So once I 3, 2, 1, here we go. If you know where this song is played and what game it's played on, be sure to give me a PM on Discord again, and I hope you get all the 3 points. And again, sorry for if my guitar playing skills are bad, but yeah, I'm going to put it back again and put the song playing again. Just this song. Rexy says, this sounds like a comic song guitar tone. I should have changed the guitar tone a bit to actually sound more like the in-game one. I forgot about that. Again, silly PT. So yeah, good luck on guessing that song, because it's probably going to be difficult, because I picked a song from one game that probably a lot of people hate. That counts as a tip as well, so yeah. what's this week's game of the week? So in case you didn't already know, this game of the week is going to be Sonic Heroes. So it's a game that was released in 2003 in Japan and 2004 in the rest of the world. It was released on GameCube, Xbox, PS2 and PC, and it was the first Sonic game to be released on Sony and Microsoft consoles, so probably the reason why it's been the first Sonic game for a lot of people. And before I go on any further, be sure to vote for the poll about your favorite Sonic Heroes songs available on radio.se.ga/bluezone. I'm going to post a link on the Discord channel. And do vote for your favorite track or tracks, because you can vote for two different songs that you love. Right now I have 8 people that have voted on that poll, and we have a lot of ties. Again, it's amazing. We have like one tie for first place, another one for second place, and then no more votes. It's just amazing. I should really just stop giving people an option to choose two tracks and only choose one track, because that's probably what you should do. And did the music stop for a second? Weird. Yeah, Jamie says, what Sonic game do people hate these days? Yeah, well, I heard a lot of people actually love Sonic Generations, but other people, like Sonic fans actually, though, do hate the Generations as well, so we can't just please all the fan base. Anyway, where was I? Ah, there we go. So it was the first Sonic game released on Sony and Microsoft consoles, so again, it was probably the reason why most people, or it was the most people's Sonic first Sonic game, mine as well, because I played it on the best version, the PS2 version, with those cinematic frame rates and great controls and great graphics. Yeah. Anyway, gameplay. In this game, instead of controlling only one character, you can control 3 different characters at the same time in a team-based gameplay. So you can actually switch between the main character of that team and control that character while the other characters are behind you. But you can also use it. It's just team-based gameplay where you can actually use the whole team, not only can control one character at a time. It's a bit confusing, you need to play it to actually understand how that works a bit. So each of the three characters of one team has a special ability. So you have a speed type character, which is used for fast movement. You have a power type character, which is used for breaking objects or gliding in fans. And you have also a flight character, which is able to fly and go onto higher platforms. And all these abilities are used to pass certain obstacles in certain stages. For example, I think it was Power Plant, where you had to. It's a lot of stages really, but there are some poles on the levels, and you have to use Sonic Tornado to actually swing around those poles and ascend them or go down them to actually proceed the stage. Or the power character's breaking ability to actually break some walls and continue the stage. You can also power up the abilities of each member of the team by collecting something that is called Power Core, which level ups the character and allows them to perform better moves. For example, Knuckles can... I'm saying Knuckles, but this also applies to every single power character. So the power character can still collect the power cores and make their combos more destructive and more powerful. Also, each team has a unique Team Blast skill, which is used to destroy every single enemy on screen most of the times. It's all the time really, and it can be performed when the Team Blast meter is full. And after using the Team Blast, each team also has a special ability for a few seconds. So what teams are in this game? So we have Team Sonic, which is the main team from this game, and it consists of the speed character being Sonic, the power character is Knuckles, and the flight character is Tails. This team's levels are of medium or normal difficulty and contain some high speed sections. Their secondary missions involve reaching the goal within a time limit, because I also forgot about this. When you beat the stage once, you can actually play it again on a different mission. It's like a secondary mission for that stage, and to actually add a bit of replayability to that game. Their Team Blast, so Team Blast from Team Sonic, is called Sonic Overdrive, and it destroys every single enemy in that area. And after using it, you can perform the light speed attack as Sonic to destroy additional enemies until the Team Blast gauge resets. Then there's Team Dark, which the speed character is Shadow, the flight character is Rouge, and the power character is 123 Omega. Sorry for the pronunciation right now, but I'm trying to talk. Yes, it's amazing. Their levels are considered to be of hard difficulty, so they are probably the last team that you want to play as when you're playing the game. Their secondary missions involve destroying 100 enemies in the stage where they play it. Their Team Blast is called Chaos Inferno, and it destroys every single enemy in that area and destroys time. And it stops time until the Team Blast gauge. Why do they keep saying gauge? It's gauge. I can't English anymore. Until the Team Blast gauge resets. Yes. So it's basically just a chaos control for 10 seconds, and that's it. We also have Team Rose, which their speed character is Amy. Their tail character is Cream and Cheese. So Cheese being Chow, and Big the Cat, which is everyone's favorite character. Team Rose's levels are designed for younger players, or are designed with younger players in mind, with shorter missions which bypass the more difficult sections of many stages. I remember, there are some flashbacks coming to me right now. Do you know that section in Power Plant where the lava starts ascending? That was literally hell for me. Like, when I was a little kid, I couldn't pass that part. But once I replayed as a more grown-up person, it was super easy. Like, how couldn't I pass that part? It was amazing. Because it's so easy, but at the same time, it's so hard for younger players. It's weird. And yeah, just remind me of that for a second. It's also the only team to include the tutorial levels in the story mode. Their secondary missions of this team are to collect 200 rings on that stage, so pretty simple missions if you ask me. Their team plot is called Flower Festival. It destroys all the enemies in the area and grants each team member with a power core. So a power core leveling up the character. The team itself is granted with a shield and becomes invincible. So it will help. That can help you even getting through the easiest stages. Then there's Team Chaotix, because the Chaotix are back from this game onwards. And this team is consisted of Espio the Chameleon, Charmy the Bee, and Vector the Crocodile. Their levels provide a different experience from the rest of the game or the teams, since most are mission-based and are only complete when the mission target is met. So for example, we have missions like we have to collect some crabs, or we have to collect some rings, or destroy some enemies. Their levels are from that type. And their secondary missions add an extra challenge to the normal goal. So, for example, destroying twice as many targets, or complete the mission without being seen by enemies, or certain stage gimmicks. Viper, why are you still posting emojis on the chat? God damn it. Their Team Blast is called Chaotix Recital, and for each enemy destroyed during the Team Blast, the team is rewarded with a random amount of rings. And after using it, they can earn more rings by destroying enemies until the gauge resets. So, you know how they all sing perfectly well, the Chaotix. If I had that Team Blast song, I actually would play right now, but... oh well. The trivia for this game. So, alright, there we go. So, because we actually talk about the whole game, so I'm going to talk about the game's trivia now. So the game's designer, Takashi Iizuka, stated that he didn't want the game to be another installment of Sonic Adventure franchise, because he was worried that only core gamers would buy the title. So, actually mispronounced that, or misread that. He didn't want the title of this game to be Sonic Adventure something, so we decided to make another game, a different game from the Sonic Adventure franchise, because he was afraid that, as I said, to only appeal to core gamers. So he made Sonic Heroes, which is a completely different experience from the rest of the games, and it's not that bad as many people keep saying. So if you haven't played Sonic Heroes, do try it, because it's the game that got into the Sonic franchise. Also, this is the last game with the voice cast of the Adventure games, so you know, the Ryan Drummond and all that, those persons, I can't remember the name. This is the last game where they are present, so from here on forward, the voice cast is the 4Kids voice cast, where you have Jason Griffith and many peoples. And Rapper says wrong, hooray, I was afraid that was wrong, but since PT is a silly person, he didn't do his research. Yes. Advance 3 and Battle at Adventure Voices. Yes, so I'm going to reiterate that to say this is the last main game with the voice cast of the Adventure games. Unless Advance 3 is considered to be a main game. But anyway, I'm going to move forward. There's a moment when Tails incorrectly states, "Look at all those Eggman's robots." Yes. Also, if you're using Shadow or Omega and you turn on the first-person camera, try looking at Rouge. She will occasionally turn her head at you and wink at you. This little Easter egg that's in the game, I actually tried doing that on the PS2 version and it worked. So basically, if you push the right analog stick down and you turn on the first-person camera, you can actually look at Rouge and she will wink at you, which is a little cool Easter egg. Also, in this game, Sonic doesn't stretch his arm back when he runs. Instead, his arms are always swinging forward and backwards, so like a normal person running, but at super incredible speeds. It's kind of awkward to be honest, because Yeah, we're all used to Sonic being running with his arms backward. Anyway, the Englishman will stretch the edges of all the playable characters except Shadow and Omega. The Japanese manual doesn't state this, so I'm going to state the ages of each single character. The stages on this game, because their ages changed at some point. So Cream and Charmy are both 6 years old, Tails is 8 years old, Amy is 12 years old, Sonic is 15, Espio is 16, Rouge is 17, Big is 18, and Vector is 20. Big is 18, that's a big revelation right there. Pun non-intended, I just realized that. In the PC version, Metal Overlord is shiny, while in the other versions, he's colored blue. Which is something I noticed when I played the PC version, because it was like so white compared to the PS2 version which I played, and I kind of found it odd to begin with, but yeah, that's a little detail, nothing more. Viper says Eggman is a feminist. Yeah, that's also another thing stated on the manual. For some reason, Eggman is a feminist. Another big revelation right there, because Eggman is surely a feminist. Anyway, in Final Fortress with the Chaotix, their mission is to collect 5 keys to free the Chaotix client, which was revealed to be Eggman. There you go, spoilers. There. However, in the last cutscene, Vector opens the door by breaking it. So basically, you were just collecting those keys for nothing, because in the end, you just broke the door and you just entered that room and saved Eggman. So yeah. All that hard work collecting the keys for completely nothing. In the 2008 version of the Guinness Book of Records, Sonic U is awarded for having the most playable characters in the platform game. Which is technically correct, because you can actually play with all of them. But yeah, it's a record, so I guess hooray? Where are the kids? Come over here, just... There you go, congratulations, there you go. So the name Sonic Heroes is stated 3 times throughout the entire game. So twice by Sonic, where he says because we're Sonic Heroes 2 times, and once by Eggman, when he says guess what Sonic Heroes. Because if you didn't know this already, the game is called Sonic Heroes. In the Japanese version, the lip syncing does not match well with the cutscenes. This is because the pre-rendered cutscenes were rendered with English in mind, in contrast with the previous game's cutscenes that were rendered with Japanese in mind. This would become a standard for the rest of the game of the series, and thank God they did that, because it was so awkward having the English voices overlapping each other on an adventure. Hashtag the faker cutscene. There's also a cheat code for the multiplayer mode, where you can make characters become metal versions of themselves. If you hold a certain button combination, after you select a level. So this button combination is A plus Y on the GameCube, Xbox and PC versions, and it is X plus triangle in the PlayStation version. Viper says, yeah, but then it's awkward for a Japanese about the cutscenes. Yeah, it's also true, but if you... actually seen this way, most of the world doesn't talk Japanese, so it actually, I think it's more profitable for them to actually focus on the English voices than on the Japanese voices, so I guess it was like a good move for them. I'm not really sure, but I'm actually glad they did that, but probably Japanese people are really mad at them for doing that. Anyway. Let's go on. Also, fun fact. There were only 2 people working on Sonic Heroes' level design. One of them was Takashi Iizuka. Eventually, the other person got sick and couldn't come to work, meaning Iizuka was left alone to work on the game's level design. So only one person worked on the level design at some point. He had to work extended hours to finish the game. In the process, he lost 22 pounds because he was working so hard and not sleeping much. And to put that in normal units, he lost 10 kilos while working in Sonic Heroes. Yes, that's kind of scary, if you ask me, because actually working that much on a game and not sleeping that well, and in the end just receiving some words from the critics like, yeah, it's an okay game, it probably was devastating a bit, because he worked so hard on the game and worked alone to make the level design. So yeah, pray for Izuka-san. And yeah, that sums up Sonic Heroes. What are your thoughts on the game? Do let me know right now the your thoughts on the game on the Discord chat, while I'll check the top 5 poll. If it becomes a top 5, because if it has like a lot of ties, it's going to be another top 3. And I guess it's going to be another top 3, isn't it? Because I have one tie on first place, another one on second place, another one on third place. God damn it. Why do you do this to me? So I'm going to repost the link for the poll in the chat, because if you haven't voted yet, please do, because I'm in need of some votes. And I'm going to try and break these ties some way or another. No, I'm not going to vote, because that's kind of bad. So let me just try and share this somewhere else, see if I can get these ties broken up. Because we didn't want to result to random.org again, because that's kind of bad. There we go. And now we'll probably wait, because that will be amazing if someone actually broke those ties. But probably that is going to happen, unfortunately. So how many people have voted? So we have 11 people who voted for this. I'm going to wait like a little bit more time until we have more votes. But until then, I'm going to talk about the game. So which version have you played? Well, myself, I have played the PS2 version of the game, as I said before, and lots of people say that the game is really bad and it's unplayable, but it's actually playable, it's somewhat playable, yeah. And and despite the frame rate problems and the control problems, it's actually really, really playable. And I forgot to mention this, but in some version of the game, there's that little glitch in the character select screen where it's like, if you select Team Sonic, Knuckles' line will get cut out. That happens in all the versions except the GameCube version, at least what I've tried. That's really odd, because, like, I can't remember the line, which was it? Sonic, Knuckles is supposed to say, alright, he just goes, alright, cuts in the off, and bam, loading screen. Like, no chill right there, game. Let's see how many votes do we have right now. And we have 13 votes, and we actually have 1, 2, 3, 4... We have a top 5! So should I... close the poll right now? Probably, because we have some good amount... We have a good amount of votes. So let's go to here, and so the poll is open, and it's going to be closed. How do I have two different links for this thing? There is this, Viper says the Xbox version being emulated through the Xbox 360 has a glitch where the title screen chants "So Sonic Heroes." That I didn't know of. Thank you, Viper, for that amazing fact, because I literally didn't know that. That's interesting, really. So, that emulation right there with Microsoft. How do I close Collider? There we go. This poll is closed because we're Sonic Heroes. Why not? In close poll now. because it's closed. There you go. So the poll is now closed. Thank you all for voting on this poll, and thank you all for taking part in the listeners' top 5. And during this time, actually, someone voted again, and we have another tie for first place. Amazing. So I'm going to visit random.org for the first, fourth, and fifth places. So yeah, I'm going to open random.org. Wait, what? I just read online that apparently in one of the manuals for the game, Sonic is listed as 8 years old and showed a pic. Yeah, I didn't know that as well. So apparently in one manual, Sonic is listed as being 8 years old. Interesting, really. So how many tracks do I have in Thai? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, we have 7 tracks. So 1, 2, 7 is going to pick number 5. So what's number 5? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that's actually a pretty good track. So let's just grab that one. There we go. And it's going to be a track in the rank good. So the good rank. So let's play now the listener's top 5 for Sonic Cruise. And we'll be right back with the remix zone.
Number 5.
Mind.
Number 4. Number 3.
Step aside.
number two.
Outstanding!
Number one.
Inside of me, trying to gain my energy. Let me show.
There we go. So my awful singing right there at the end. It's amazing. So yeah, hope you guys have enjoyed that little top 5. Or not really little, but yeah, the top 5 of Sonic songs right now. Sonic Heroes song, that is, which you guys have voted. It was not rigged, as Viper was saying. It was literally all your choices and random.org's choices as well. So I just put something on the chat right now, which is, what's your favorite Sonic Heroes cover? So I posted the American cover, the European cover, and the Japanese cover. And I asked you which one is your favorite. And if you ask me, I like the American cover just for it to be simple and just putting all the characters right there. But I also love the European cover because not only it was the one that I have, but also because of that little design on the back of all the different colors for each character. The Japanese one, I'm not really a big fan of it because they're like, I think there's a lot of stuff and it doesn't really appeal to me. So if I had to really choose to pick one, I will go to the European one, but I don't know which one is your favorite. But do get that discussion going on Twitter or on Discord. So give me what's your favorite Sonic Heroes cover and discuss that thing right there. So yeah, welcome to the Remix Zone, where I'll play the best community remixes there is, for Sonic tracks. And before we go on to the Remix Zone, it's time for another question of the week. So I've noticed that you guys didn't give me any kind of answer for the previous question of the week. So was it that difficult, or did I play really that bad? One of the two, really. But yeah, I have another one right here, and it's an easier one because it's from a game. Well, the song itself is pretty recognizable, and I'm just going to play some little riff from it, and probably get the answer from there. So let me just turn this thing on. Right? There we go. Pull this thing again. There we go. Hope I don't break anything. Does this thing work? So I'm going to pause the bad music, and I'm going to play the next song, or the next riff from this song. And remember, you have to give me the name of the song, where it's played, and the game where it originates from. If the song name is the same as the stage name, you can simply just give me the stage name and it's enough. You'll get all the 3 points if you get all of them correctly. So let me just see if I can get the... No. There we go. So I'm going to play now in 3, 2, 1, let's go. If you know where this is played, give me a PM on Discord with the game name, the song name, and the stage name. And good luck, and hopefully you get the 3 points which you can get from this thing. So let's turn this off. And yeah, good luck with that. It's really easy, really. And let's go on to the Remix Zone. And as I said, it's where I play the best community remixes from Sonic Musics. And this week I have another remixes from, I'm going to say like the author right now. So we have a remix from Solvo, a remix from Kotilek, and a remix from Zach Kinchy, and featuring Joss Kruznina, I think that's how you pronounce his name. Sorry if I pronounced it wrongly. But yeah, let's go on with the remixes, shall we? So let's start with Solvo's remix of the Emerald Challenge theme from Sonic Heroes, and we'll be right back with something, I don't know.
If you're strong, you can fly. You can reach the other side of the rainbow. It's alright, take a chance. Cause there is no circumstance that you can't handle. Only use your mind. If you're strong, you can fly. You can reach the other side of the rainbow. It's alright, take a chance. Cause there is no circumstance that you can't handle.
Hi Skip, it's Hi Skip from Sonic 3. Yeah, I just had to do that. How do you type Hi Skip? Apparently, Jamie starts bashing you if you type Hi Skip wrongly. So yeah, if you are going to type Hi Skip on the Discord, be sure you type it correctly, unless you're going to get yourself Sonic educated, because apparently it's everyone's like that. Yeah, so we just played Emerald Challenge from Sonic Heroes, a remix by Solvo. Just played Eternal Guardian of the Skies for Sky Fortress Zone from Kotlek from Kodzilek. This one was requested by Green Viper 8. And we also had Arctic Rush for Ice Cap Modern by Zach Inchi feat. Josh Krusina. Yeah, Zach Inchi feat Josh Krusina. And those were the remix for this week. And be sure to tune in next week for even more remixes. And unfortunately, that marks the end of this episode. And thank you all for tuning in to this show. But before we end this episode, it's time to reveal what are the answers for the Guess the Song thingies. And no one has gave me any kind of guess for this last song. I thought that one was easy. Apparently, it wasn't. So I'm going to replay all of them and give you a little more time to actually guess what they are, like 3 seconds or a minute, and maybe you can get those right again. And so I'm going to turn this on again. Stretch my mind. Here it is. My amazing piece of electronic equipment. So I just pause the bad music, and I'm going to replay the first question of the week, or the first song. This one, I think everyone got it right. Those who guessed it. And those who didn't guess, now you have a second chance to guess it. And maybe you get all the three points. So here we go, the first one is this one. So I'm going to give you a little more time to guess where this one is from, and as an extra help, I'm going to play something with his neck while you wait. So it's what? There you go. So after that part, it probably goes like this. You guessed already? This one is really, really easy to guess. So apparently no one is guessing, so probably everyone who wanted to guess already did it. So that the correct answer would be Crack the Heat Up for Final Egg from Sonic Adventure. It was played in Final Egg. And that was the first one. Everyone got it right. Not on the first try, however, because people were mistaking this one for this one. It's different. So just a little more education for you, because those ones are a little bit more different, and probably some it was a trap by me, if you want to know that. The second one, no one actually guessed that one, so I'm going to play it probably more slowly to see if you guys can guess that one correctly. So is it like, how is it? There you go. So the second one is this one. It's hard, because people are saying that they can't really guess this one because it's hard. No one did it, but in my opinion, this one's a little bit more hard, a little bit harder, that is, than normal. Mm-hmm. goes like this after. So it goes like this after that part of it. So apparently, since no one is guessing, because no one actually knows where this is from. So this one is played in Iron Jungle from Shadow the Hedgehog. If I had actually cut that song, I could actually skip to that. Can I skip parts in Weird DJ? I think I can't. Yeah, I just play. Can I? Oh, I can. So because I can actually grab that Iron Jungle and show you that it's indeed Iron Jungle. So if I do play Iron Jungle, it probably goes over here. Yeah, there we go. There we go. So that's the track that was in. You can probably see that it's exactly the same. The third one, no one actually guessed. For 5%, I was going to guess Shadow. You should have done it earlier. I gave you some time. Don't you say that. But yeah, if you actually guessed Shadow, you'll get like 4 points. That will increase your score to 29 points. Just for to, you know, feel bad about that. The third one is also a little bit. I think this one's. Yeah, this one. So the third one, no one actually guessed that as well, so I'm going to play it again and maybe you'll have more time to actually guess where this is from. It's not hard, remember, because it's one of the best songs from this game, so I'm going to play it once more. So it's like this. Doesn't stay on the end like that, just doing that because I can't actually play the rest of the song. So, do you get it? I'm going to give you a little bit more time to actually get the things and probably do some research. It's not hard, as I said, and this again, it's one of the best songs in my opinion from this game. The guess actually came. And it's wrong. Oh. Poor guy who just gave me this guess. Remember, you have three guesses that you can have. So I'm going to play it once more and see if someone can actually get this guess right. So it's going to. There you go. More time. No, I'm not going to play one more time, but think carefully. It's probably not the one you're thinking it is, but it may be what you think it is. I'm going to give you like more, let's see what, how many time, oh, okay, I'm going to play the Question of the Week song while we wait, because so that this isn't this quiet. Go on, this is loud. So I'm going to give you like, so 5 more seconds, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the time's up. The correct answer for this one would be Blizzard Peaks from Sonic Rush Adventure. So if I get that one, and so that you can actually know how it is, it goes like this. As you can see, it's a thing that I was playing, so no one got it, surprisingly, because I thought this one was going to be easy. That's why I was giving you a little bit more time to actually get it correctly, probably, but no one got it. It's amazing. Yeah. I actually thought this was easy, but guess it wasn't. Oh boy. So yeah, those were the questions for this week, and please tell me if you just check this out. So tell me if you actually like this kind of questions, and if you do, maybe redo these ones next week with different songs, because if you actually enjoy it, why not keep doing this? It actually helps me improve my guitar skills as well. So let's see how's the top or the places for the persons who are getting this thing. So just open the file. There we go. So Viper is in first place with 25 points. Jamie is in second place with 20 points. Miles Price is in third place with 6 points. Music was in fourth place with 5 points. And on the last place, we have Skyblaze Capper, Sneak, Supersonic Swag, and Refsig, all of them with 3 points. Yeah, I actually did this kind of question to see if someone will actually raise or climb the ladder. And Miles Price, it was the first time he got into the contest, he or she, I don't know, got into this contest, and he is now in third place, only by answering one question correctly on the first try, giving 6 points. So yeah, actually it worked somewhat. So yeah, that was it. So thank you all for tuning into the show, I hope you guys have enjoyed it, and don't forget that at 7 p.m. we're going to have the British Andy. Okay, Miles Price says I'm a dude, okay, there we go. Actually don't have to... oh god, did this thing just fall into the ground? Oh, there he is. Because, yeah, my guitar pick just fell into the ground and I couldn't find it. Yeah, so don't forget to tune in at 7 p.m. GMT. Or not GMT, I can't do time zones. So in 10 minutes, no, 5 minutes. Yeah, so in 5 minutes we're going to... Oh, is it 8 p.m? There we go. I'm used to having the Dreamcast hour at 7 p.m. still, even though it has stopped long time ago. I blame you for this, Viper. Hashtag blame Viper 2016. So yeah, don't forget to tune in for the... for the Sunday Fun Day on Radio Sega with the British Andy at 8 p.m. Yeah, 8 p.m. BST, so that's the time zone we're in now. BST, okay, there we go. Thank you for helping with the time zones. And don't forget to tune in next week, because we're going to be talking about Sonic Advance 3, the only true Sonic Adventure. The only true SA3. Viper says PT as in you, not the time zone. Okay, I know. As I said, next week we're going to be talking about Sonic Advance 3, the only true SA3. And that's correct, actually, this week, because last week I told you that I was going to be talking about Sonic Advance 3 this week, but instead I am not. So yeah, don't forget to tune in for that next week, and thank you all for tuning in today. So to end off the show, we're going to play Dear My Friend, one of the best ending tunes in any Sonic game, by Brent Cash, I believe. Yeah, so the ending for completion. And thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week. See ya! I can count on being with you. I
can see you, I can hear you in my heart. You will be here if I need you. I will never have to guess, 'cause we are very special friends.
Was fast.